Good afternoon. My name is Jasmine Lopez, and I am currently a senior studying Italian Studies at Dickinson College. This semester, I am taking a course called I Am Yours, which studies the representation of women in Italian cinema. In this course, we had the opportunity to interview an Italian director. I chose to interview Fred Cowarno. He is a Ghanaian-Italian documentary filmmaker, producer, and director, known famously for his film Blaxploitalian from 2016 and also Inside Buffalo from 2012. Fred has actually been to Dickinson College's campus 2 times already, in spring 2015 and fall 2016, sponsored by the Italian Studies Department here at Dickinson. I will note that Fred's story is quite interesting. He was born in Bologna, Italy, the son of a Ghanaian father and an Italian mother, and he has a passport from Italy, where he was born 47 or so years ago, but somehow still has had experiences with discrimination in his own home country. He now also has a green card from the United States, where he has lived for years, but he plans to spend more time in Africa, specifically in Ghana, because that is where his father comes from, as I mentioned, and that's where his roots are. He has talked about being born in Italy, but people having confused him to be an immigrant, so his experiences are really valuable. Fred also had a really interesting film experience that drew him and inspired him to make his own documentary called Inside Buffalo in 2010. This film is about the Afro-American soldiers who helped liberate Italy from the Nazis. Fred also won the award for Best Documentary at the Berlin Film Festival with Inside Buffalo, gaining public recognition from presidents like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. I had the privilege of interviewing him on March 22, 2019. He shared some interesting insight and has also encouraged us to watch his new Facebook mini-film called Black Italiano, where he gives more people like him a voice through film. And this is what he said.
My kind of thoughts, I see much more focus on stereotypical roles based on ethnicity. Notice, for example, that Eastern European men and African women are more of eroticized or sexualized, for example, than Italian women. So it's not really a folklore. I'm talking also about Romanian or Polish women. We have a lot of Albanian, in it we have a lot of immigrants from Albania or Roma. So this is also the women that Romania and Albania are treated in the same way of African women. Even I think the portion in which we have a representation and representation products more high as a percentage in African and Eastern European women. So this is the first and important for me to look at notes. I'm in one sense working with a diversity, a high the representation of women in Italian cinema, with other kind of stereotypes that are, is of course, it's difficult to find roles in Italian films in which women have, they are doing an important a strong job, so for example, but you have a lot of stereotypes in the representation of the roles that they are playing. So, rarely you will see a woman playing or portraying a commissioner, a head of the police, or a judge, or so maybe because the Italian society is difficult. Real patriarchal, so it's very difficult to have or think that cinema is different from society.
Although Fred shared many other interesting ideas and comments, I decided to focus on his comment about representation. My essay focuses on the representation of women in film, and Fred was spot on when he mentioned that Eastern European women are seen as dangerous or that Black women are often sexualized, to name a few. I think it is important for audiences to really reflect on the choices that directors make to bring forward their main points, because rarely do you see a white woman being sexualized for the color of her skin, for example. I would suggest that we all make it a priority to make sure more women are represented for what they actually can contribute to society and knock down racial stereotypes that make it difficult for women to be seen and treated positively in society.